This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for December 10th, 2020. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. We lead off JLN today with the hits and take section. CBOE Global Markets announced yesterday the retirement of Chief Marketing and Communications Officer Carol Kennedy. Carol has been a steady hand at the CBOE for 27 years through all the market and company changes, including the retirement of former Chairman and CEO Bill Brodsky and the elevation of now Chairman and CEO Ed Tilley. Stacy Fleming has been named as Carol's replacement. On behalf of JLN, we want to thank Carol for her years of service, and we want to congratulate Stacy on her new role. Her international experience will work well with a CBOE that is now CBOE Global Markets. ICE Data Pricing and Reference Data LLC, or PRD, was subject to a SEC cease and desist order. As a result of the order, the cease and desist order requires, among other things, PRD to cease and desist from committing or causing any violations and any further violations of Section 206(4) of the Investment Advisors Act of 1940 and Rule 206(4-7) thereunder. Additionally, Intercontinental Exchange, Inc., or ICE, has submitted a letter dated December 4, 2020, constituting an application for relief from ICE being considered an, quote, ineligible issuer, quote, under Clause 1(6) of the definition of ineligible issuer of in Rule 405 of the Securities Act of 1933, Securities Act. ICE requests relief from being considered an ineligible issuer under Rule 405 due to the entry on December 9, 2020 of administrative and cease and desist proceedings against ICE Data Pricing and Reference Data LLC, a subsidiary of ICE, according to an SEC press release. Steve Crutchfield was the latest donor to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Steve is a longtime JLN friend from back in his days at NYSE Euronext. He is now the head of market structure and underlying market making at CTC. He gave one of the most brilliant MarketsWiki education talks several years back about how to design an options trading strategy in 10 minutes. Thank you to Steve and all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by donating to our GoFundMe campaign. Thank you to Chris Haymeyer for making a donation to the LaSalle Street Trading Tech Awards event. Thank you to all the donors who gave, including the Board of Trade Charitable Foundation, CME Group, CBOE Global Markets, CQG, FGMK, NFA, ABN AMRO Clearing Chicago, and Joe Guinan and Advantage Futures. And of course, thank you again to Pat Kenny for being the most interesting event chairman. If you are interested in still donating, you can find out more information at a link in today's newsletter. A cryptocurrency protocol founder who went by the pseudonym Bruno Brock has been busted by the U.S. Southern District Court of New York, the IRS, and the SEC. Bruno, real name Amir Bruno Elmani, allegedly raised millions on a cryptocurrency startup called Oyster Pearl, then spent the money on various personal luxuries, including multiple yachts, in which he stored gold bars. I get the sense Mr. Elmani has probably seen The Wolf of Wall Street and possibly desired to emulate it. Shame he apparently didn't see how it ends, Matt Rabel reports. The Investment Advisor Association Active Managers Council is hosting an online discussion on ESG investing and implementation today, December 10th at 10 a.m. Central Time. Scheduled topics include the 2021 outlook and the importance of an active process when investing in ESG. More details and registration information is available in today's newsletter, Suzanne Cosgrove reports. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's the press release announcement from the CBOE about Carol Kennedy stepping down. CBOE Global Markets announced planned retirement of Chief Marketing and Communications Officer, appoints successor, Carol Kennedy, Chief Marketing and Communications Officer, to retire after 27 years with company. Stacy Fleming, Vice President, Marketing and Communications, to succeed Kennedy. CBOE Global Markets, Inc., a market operator and global trading solutions provider, today announced the planned retirement of Carol Kennedy, Chief Marketing and Communications Officer, after 27 years of service to the company, on December 31, 2020. CBOE plans to promote Stacy Fleming, current Vice President, Marketing and Communications, and former Head of Marketing and Communications for CBOE Europe, to Senior Vice President, Marketing and Communications, effective January 1, 2021. My comment, Carol and I first met in Bergenstock at the Swiss Futures and Options Association conference there in 2004, the first year I attended. Classic story of having to go halfway around the world to meet someone who worked in the building next door. MIAX and MGEX announced Spikes Futures December 14th relaunch. Miami's International Securities Exchange, LLC, MIAX, and the Minneapolis Grain Exchange, MGEX, today announced the planned December 14th relaunch of futures on the Spikes Index on MGEX via the CME Globex platform. Here is some competition in the vol space. I would like to remind my friends at the CBOE that competition is good for the market, and it is the market that we serve. Here's a story from The Trade. U.S. authorities urge to investigate, quote, illegal, unquote, changes to CME market data fee policies. EDI has called on the CFTC, House of Representatives, and the U.S. Senate to investigate fee changes at the CME Group that would increase costs each year for the firm. Data distributor Exchange Data International, EDI, has urged regulators in the U.S. to investigate derivatives exchange CME Group's proposed changes to its data fee policies. Under the changes to fees, CME Group intends to charge redistributors like EDI a total of $120,000 per year from 2021 for redistribution of data across each of its four markets. Here is The Trade's follow-up story on the EDI press release that was the most popular story in JLN a couple of days ago. Here is a story, or actually an editorial, from the Washington Post. The danger is growing that Trump's lies about the election will lead to violence. President Trump's lying about the election has become dangerous, and not just in the sense that it damages democratic norms. It also increasingly threatens to spur physical violence against Americans who have done their duty to oversee a free and fair vote. My comment, blessed are those who are trying to lower the political temperatures. Here are the top three most read story from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story for Wednesday was the self-help article, Tips for Finding Career Success After Age 50, from Bloomberg Businessweek. Second was Yahoo's report on Jeffrey Sprecher, Senator Kelly Loeffler's husband bought stock in sectors set to benefit from then-secret bill. And third was a new entry in John Lothian's interview series, Kevin Darby, The Path to Electronic Trading, from MarketsWiki Education. Here are your MarketsWiki statistics of the day. The site now has 194,716,509 pages viewed, with 24,666 pages on the site. There have been 227,228 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way that you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.